This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Michelle Timmerman is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Michelle.
Thank you for having me. Happy Friday.
For this week, what was number five?
Well, gearing up for next week, it is the 4th of July, so everyone is getting their plans together. People also searching for some of the history. They want to know, what is Independence Day? Why do we celebrate it? You should look that up. The top founding fathers in search are George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. And, of course, as everyone gears up for some road trips, maybe some time away to see family, people are looking for traffic data. They want to know more about when they should leave, when not to. And if you are in Chicago, the best time to leave, not surprisingly, is bright and early. July 4th at 4 a.m. is when to hit the road. What you don't want to do is avoid being on the road at 3 p.m. on July 4th. That's when it's going to be the most crowded.
4 a.m.? That's the best time to be on the road? That's crazy.
That's what Google Maps says. It's crazy, but, you know, maybe you'll save, you know, you'll get to where you are earlier, get to the beach, open up a can of beer. You'll feel great not being in traffic.
I guess you're right. But I don't know where I would be going at 4 a.m. on 4th of July. I don't start moving until maybe 3 p.m., 4 p.m., because that's when I'm going to go towards the lake. I'm going to go to Navy Pier, and I'm going to look at the fireworks there. Or, you know, but I'm just like, at 4 a.m., that's actually kind of funny.
Well, you would definitely need a pre-fireworks nap, if that were the case.
For this week, what was number four?
Number four on the list was a funny one. If you love breakfast food and you love McDonald's, soon there may be a new item coming to McDonald's near you. It is a muffin top. So just the top of the muffin, we're skipping the bottom half.
What?
People were searching. They were searching for this. It's kind of inspired by a Seinfeld episode, if you're familiar with the show. And so people were wondering about the episode itself, wondering about the inspiration behind it. The top search breakfast food given is egg this week. So we're searching for eggs, apparently, and bacon in number two. But for muffin tops, McDonald's muffin top was near the top of searches for that phrase. Although above McDonald's muffin top was how to get rid of a muffin top. And I don't think they mean the breakfast food. I think, unfortunately, muffin tops, if you eat them, contribute to the other kind of muffin top some of us don't want to have next week for July 4th and beach holidays.
So the muffin tops, did they say they were going to be blueberry or some kind of like...
Yeah, they got a few flavors. I think there's a blueberry one, I think there's a poppy seed one, and maybe a chocolate muffin, which I always find chocolate muffins kind of counterintuitive, right? Like, are they muffins? Are they cake? Like, I don't know. But I think there's a few flavors. I think it's rolling out to Baltimore first, and maybe over to other places as well. But testing it out.
Man, chocolate muffin tops. Now, that sounds wonderful with a cup of coffee. I'm not going to lie. That sounds like a great breakfast meal, and that's horrible for me to say.
Well, it's a great breakfast meal. You probably could get it at 4 a.m. if you needed to. So if you leave on the road early on 4th of July, you can still get your muffin top.
For this week, what was number three?
So number three, it may be, depending on who you're friends with, what your social scene's like, you may forget the World Cup is huge. The U.S., of course, is not in it, but everywhere else people are searching massively, and in the U.S. too. Some big news this week, unfortunate news for Iceland, that fairy tale story, very sadly, I think, is over. Germany, which won the last World Cup, is out, and people are searching for the coach of Germany. They're wondering, is he going to resign? Is he being fired? Should he be fired? Although we here in the U.S. are searching for how to pronounce his name. I think it's Joachim Low, Lau. There's an umlaut at the end. I have no idea, actually. But a good question from people searching on Google. Another funny story, I think, is that apparently in the U.K. there's a beer shortage this week, which couldn't come at a worse time. But CO2 is, there's a carbon dioxide shortage, and so the beer is less bubbly. And it's really hot in the UK, and everyone's at the pub watching the games. But you might have to watch with some wine instead.
You know, I couldn't help but look at all the memes that were going out about how Korea took out Germany. That was an upset. Nobody thought that was going to happen. And is Mexico still in the World Cup?
They are. And people are searching for who Mexico plays next, when they play. I actually heard that Mexico and South Korea now kind of have like a chummy alliance because of the World Cup, because of course, Germany beat Mexico, and so now they're very happy to see Germany out. So I think it's interesting seeing how this plays out in terms of, you know, people become friends, kind of like the Olympics.
What was number two this week?
So number two this week, big family and pop music making news. Of course, it's the 9th anniversary this year of Michael Jackson, the King of Pop's passing. And then just 2 days later, family patriarch Joe Jackson passed away. So a lot of people looking for the family this week, for both of them, for their music. Also searching for other members of the family, Janet Jackson and Paris Jackson, also Catherine Jackson, the family matriarch, were being searched. We've seen throughout history on Google, Michael Jackson has always been more searched than Joe Jackson until this week. And of course, news of his death spiked him in the trends. But people looking for both of them, looking for the music that they inspired. Michael Jackson's top search song, do you want to guess?
I don't know. What? All of his songs were good.
Thriller. Got to be Thriller. Then Bad and Billie Jean.
I thought Billie Jean would be over Thriller, but the music video for Thriller was just great. Everybody knew that dance, right? Or at least I did.
Definitely. It was the first music video to ever be admitted to the Library of Congress, I think. It's a classic.
Wow. Well, it was good. I mean, it was like a whole little like movie going on. That was like wonderful to watch. It was had suspenseful, it had horror, and of course dancing. Who could forget that?
Right. Definitely the dancing.
So what was number one for this week?
So number one is news out of Washington, D.C. It was a big week for SCOTUS for a number of historic rulings this week. But then the biggest news ended up being Justice Anthony Kennedy's surprise announcement of his retirement. So people searching for him, they're wanting to know why he's retiring. They wanted to see his retirement letter that he sent to the president announcing his retirement. Also searching already for possible people to fill his spot. Brett Kavanaugh is one of the front runners, and he is highly searched. People also wanting to know more about the Supreme Court this week, looking for who are the Supreme Court justices, how old are they, how many are there, wanting to know how much they're paid. So a lot of people looking for more information about the court.
Well, how many are there? Now that you ask, like, I want to know how many are there.
So I was worried you were going to ask that, and I really should know this. I think it's 9, right? It's got to be 9.
Okay, the next one.
I really should know that.
I know we all should know that. We all should know about our own government, but I can't help it. I don't know. There's too much pop culture information stuff to my brain to know this stuff. So I'm curious, do you know how much they get paid? Because like when you asked it, I'm like, yeah, how much do they get paid?
You know, I'm going to Google that, and I'll see if I can find that out for you.
Thank you. Let's find out.
But the first thing I found was that because many of them have book deals, they have other things going on. I see an article here, and I should do more fact-checking, but it says the majority of Supreme Court members are millionaires.
Wow.
At least 5 of them, because they have various assets.
I imagine they're much better at the stock market than I am. So, yeah.
Me too.
They probably have a ton of money. Book
and
deals.
Here you go. The Chief Justice makes $223,500 per year, while the 8 other associates, because there are 9 of them, make $213,900 per year. So a good salary, but yeah, I'm sure their book deals help too.
Yeah, I was just thinking that's where the real money comes in, right? All those book deals. They're going to sit there and somehow
Definitely.
Get to the New York bestseller list, and that's how they're going to make all their money. That's where the real money is.
For all of us, right? We all just get book deals. I wish.
So for this week, what was the most watched YouTube video?
So the YouTube video this week is Ayesha and Steph Curry playing Celebrity Family Feud. So if you watch basketball, you know Steph Curry. Ayesha Curry is his wife. She also has a cooking show. They've got adorable kids. There's another one on the way. And they play Celebrity Family Feud. It's been watched over 2.5 million times. And you'd think, or at least I would think, that Steph Curry, often on the court, beating the clock, trying to score hoops, would be better under pressure, but it's his wife who really shines here. Do you want to play a few of the questions?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I'll ask them to you, answer quickly.
Oh, jeez.
What drink do you wish improved your memory every time you drank it?
Liquor.
What do children write with?
Markers.
What do women think is the ideal age to get married?
30.
You're good at this. I feel like those answers are actually pretty high up there, so you would do fine. I am not as quick on my toes.
Okay, good. I was going to say like watercolors or water paint stuff, finger paints. That was it. Because my nephew, he loves finger painting. And that was the first thing that came into my mind. I was like, no, markers. But why would you give markers to a kid? That's horrible.
I think you might. I know crayons, someone answered crayons.
I should have said crayons. the competitor in me is like, oh, I should have did better.
Well, you can watch and practice. I imagine Steph Curry is embarrassed too. His wife, again, you've got to watch this. So good at it.
I bet she is. She's married to one of the best basketball players out there right now. I'm sure that there's some kind of like really good competitiveness within herself, like her own personality that kind of matches his own.
Oh, there's got to be.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.